This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I feel blessed today to see this president pass by in front of my house on Plank Road. And I saw him, and everything just went to change. Like, you know, well, I'm going to be all right now.
Louisiana still digging out from that wall of water. And speaking of digging out, hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. There's a big problem in Italy, central Italy, easy for me to say. 6.2 earthquake. Only two people so far dead as a result of that. And lots of buildings crumbling and people who narrowly got out of those buildings because it happened at a weird time. A lot of people were sleeping, 3:30 in the morning. And the Red Cross, the version of the Red Cross of Italy is there on the scene. And they're, of course, frantically going through areas where somebody might have gotten trapped to make sure that they catch any survivors. But 6.2, whew, lots of aftershocks. That was the big thing. For 2 hours, they felt the aftershocks, 100 miles outside of Rome. So I bounced back to Louisiana, and you heard right there one of the residents talking about it. And you look at the overhead pictures of Baton Rouge. Wow. I mean, it's crazy. 13 people are dead, tens of thousands of people affected by the floods. The president went to southern Louisiana today. The Red Cross is calling it the worst disaster in the country, since Hurricane Sandy happened. And they're anticipating it's going to cost at least $30 million. And they think that number might grow because they're looking at the devastation. You know, 20,000 people. I kept thinking I was misunderstanding this number. But 20,000 people have been rescued, 1,000 pets. I mean, all of a sudden, rain. It just didn't stop. And it buried these people in this water. And now some of it's barely receding. And they say August 8th and the 14th, the entire state got about 6.9 trillion gallons of rain. So you understand the magnitude of that. Wrap your mind for a second around this picture. I want you to visualize this. There's enough water to fill 10.4 million Olympic-sized swimming pools. That's a lot of water. That's a lot of water. So a catastrophe. For sure. And now having to clean this mess up. And there's flooding in Mississippi, too, by the way. A lot of displaced families. A lot of displaced families as a result of all this water. I'm still just amazed when I look at the photographs and how slowly It rose and now is slowly receding in some cases. But think about it. It makes sense. That amount of water in such a short amount of time is a crisis. I mean, it's a crisis. And they saved those dogs. They saved the people. They rescued, I mean, just so many people. I think it shows you one thing, that people are resilient. You've got ruined schools, textbooks, computers. So it's not good. And the Louisiana flood victims are worried, of course, as they start to clean up. They're trying to figure out, okay, what do we do now? And Livingston Parish is one of the worst hit. 75% of the homes there, 138 people, total loss. Total loss. That's a lot. Let's go to Grimm.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, Kate, but
it's bad. We had that many people, 75% of a town. Oh, that's awful.
Well, here's the thing. If your called or listeners are wanting to donate, you can go to the Yellow Pages and you can look up some of these towns. and you can find the churches underneath church listings, and you can get on and see if they have an email address or anything, because it's the churches that are doing the best. Most of these don't have flood insurance, and they got total losses. And we got one church up here that's putting together $6,000 a week to help try and rebuild three homes at least.
Yeah. Wow.
Because they don't have, you know, you can't count on FEMA, or you can't count on the local emergency management system in Louisiana, because this is not covered. You know, it's just bare raw help. And, you know, you donate to other people, you're going to lose 40% of what you donate to administration costs.
Yeah.
But you go to these churches, they make sure they get it out. But I kind of got an Olympic question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear, you know, I was able, not to call you, but I was able to listen to your broadcast all during the Olympics. But the one thing that was traditional that you see Monday afterwards that I didn't see anything yet was who's going to get the cover of the Wheaties box.
Oh, the girls got the cover. The gymnasts, all the American gymnasts.
That's kind of what I figured. But
yeah. But they now what Wheaties does, by the way, is they do different boxes. So
yeah.
You'll have different athletes, like Michael Phelps also on the Wheaties box.
But the main announcement for the main one, you know, they usually did every year. But I just didn't, you know, tradition's just going out the window. It leads to another thing. I mean, the Olympics started before the birth of Christ. And on and off, they've been on and off. You know that.
Uh-huh.
During that period. But I also heard about Michael Phelps. He broke one of the records that goes back to that period of the most medals.
Yeah.
So I kind of figured, well, you know, that's big history there. It's not minor history for, you know, the last two centuries that we've been playing. But it's big history for the overall Olympics, because he's going back, you know, I can't remember exactly what date. Everybody can go out there and look it up. I heard it, you know, it's somewhere around 152.
Oh, yeah, it's back.
Like
yeah.
Yeah. So, you know,
huge.
The last guy that won, I think it was when he won his fourth medal or fifth medal.
Yeah.
And he broke the record.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So you're talking about 22 medals, and the other guy probably, what, 20, 21.
That's amazing.
That. Yeah, that's wild. I got a good joke to you, too, to leave you with, I heard somewhere today. But, you know, by the year 2050, we're going to be able to have sexual relationships with robots? Well, finally, men will know how to turn women on and off.
But I'm bumped. That's good.
And I guess women will get their CPO partner, you know.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's good. That's good. That may be the best joke that you've told. I mean, you had that whole thing, and you just nailed it, too. It's all in the telling of the joke, and you nailed that joke. Grim, very nice way to end this call. Excellent. You get the award for the best joke of this evening. How about that? Yeah, Michael Phelps. I mean, of course, this guy is, he's Superman, right? 28 medals. It's an unbelievable also what he did in this past Olympics. Stay with us. More on the flip side.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think of those people in Louisiana, that's for sure. I'm getting a lot of emails, and I have friends. I've just taken a truckload of donations to a bunch of people that are taking them down to Baton Rouge. Pretty bad for some of those people in the area where they find themselves. Hey, you know, what do we do? And you've got government assistance, let's face it, that only goes so far. Wow, always excited to have this woman call us. Izzy, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
I'm doing as best as I can. And I'm so glad I heard Grandma was wondering about him, if he was in the flood area, if he was okay. And I wanted to thank him for the prayers. That was so thoughtful of him. Because I'll take them all.
I love it. I love it. He's good. He's good. Absolutely.
Yeah, I just heard him and the joke was cute. And I can't tell a joke worth a darn.
Me either.
Other than when I was in the hospital. And it wasn't meant to be a joke. It was just, I don't take blood out of blood banks. But I had to have 5 pints of blood. And when I brought the first pint in, I looked at him. I said, that better have come from a big hunky fireman, and I want the autograph calendar.
Ah, that's great. I love that.
It just scares me to death to have blood from a blood bank for some reason.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I understand. Because remember, there have been horrific things that have happened in past years. So, yeah. Wow.
Anyway, I just thought I'd pop in and say hi and see how everybody's doing. I listen to you, but sometimes when I go to call, it's like, somebody else is a guest or something. But when I get to feeling a bit better, I'll call back and be bombastic.
I know. You're our favorite. You know that. You know that, lady. Anything we can do for you, too. If you need anything, you reach out to us, okay?
Well, it's going to take time, Kate. It was one of those actually near-death experiences. About 2 days out from dying, they said.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was extremely fortunate, by the grace of God, I will add, that a nurse practitioner took one look at me and said, I can't let you go home. You'll never make it.
Wow.
He ordered me to the ER and spent 14 days in the hospital.
Wow. And now you're recuperating from that.
Well, yeah, I have another surgery. They have to go in and do some repair. I torn a muscle for one thing. I didn't know I'd done it. My daughter kept saying it was gas, and I'm like, no, it's not.
It was a muscle, yeah.
And I was literally bleeding to death.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was. Things got real spooky for a while, let me tell you.
Oh, thank goodness. We don't want to lose you. Thank goodness you're okay. And your daughter, your poor daughter. I'm happy for her. That's rough.
I didn't tell her.
Oh.
I told them if they thought I was imminent.
Wow.
And I would call my daughter, but I didn't get imminent.
Wow, thank goodness.
So I didn't want to worry her, and she would, with all of her hours, try to drive down. And I'm like, no, I'll wait and see.
Wow. I'll wait and see. Wow. Oh,
and one of my night nurses said, well, what if you don't wake up to wait and see? And I'm like, hush.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But, yeah, I still have a ways to go. But I'll get there, and I'll get there before the winch gets voted down. I've got to be positive about that.
There you go.
Not make that.
You keep listening to us and reach out to us if you need anything.
I put my radio on, and I sit in my, excuse me, chair with my oxygen, and know it's not lung cancer.
Right.
I have a very rare disease, actually, Kate, and I can't pronounce it, but they've discovered I had an extremely rare disease. And I was like, oh, great. You know how you say just my luck?
Yeah.
So, anyway, maybe later. I'll talk more about it, but I just thought I'd pop in and say hi to Nathan, quit messing with the good music, and that crappy jazz he had on.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him that. It's crappy jazz, Nathan. Stop it. There you go.
And thanks again, Grim. And you take care, too, Kate.
You take care too, Izzy. Thank you for sharing your story, and definitely our thoughts and prayers are with you. And we're gonna make some good radio for Izzy. Did you hear that, Nathan? She wants some of your good music. She likes your old music. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Izzy baby. You hang in there, honey. I'll say a prayer for you.
No kidding.
Boy, talk about Louisiana. They had enough water to drown a fish.
That was brutal. Yeah. I mean, they drowned a fish. They drowned a few fishes. Oh, that's terrible.
Hey,
no, I heard.
Send Izzy some of that One World Way, and don't forget to get mine to me, which you said you would, and I ain't got it yet.
I will. Did you give us your email address? I mean, not your email, your address again?
Yes, I did. I give it to...
Okay, I'll check, because for some reason I don't have that in my box, but I'll check. We'll do it.
Okay, yeah, I got some news for you. I have a rich cousin. Her name is Bessie Ann. She's 86. So she called me up and she says, I'm coming to see you. I said, I would love to see you. But the only thing is, every time she comes, she brings these huge loads of everything in the world. I mean, I've got sleeping bags. I've got all kinds of food. I mean, I can't even tell you all the things that she brings me. So what does she bring me this time? A 2016 Nissan Frontiersman, and it's mine.
Wow. And it's yours?
It's mine. I drove her back. I drove her back home, and I drove it back from her little home down there in Austin. And I couldn't believe where she lives. She lives in one of the richest parts of Austin. In fact, she was just complaining about the fact that this guy built a $2.5 million castle just down the block from her, and it raised her property values. And she was upset. She had to pay more money. Anyway, I've got me a good set of wheels. Graham, baby, good talking to you. Good hearing from you anyway and all that stuff. But Izzy, we love you, babe, and we will say prayers for you. You deserve
definitely.
Nothing but the best. And get her that One World Way, because look what it did for you. And
send it to her.
She needs all the pizzazz in her pooch that she can get, and you know how much energy it gave you.
Yes, energy is the key, and she said she'd tell us more about what's happening with her. Dan, thanks. Boy, and Izzy, you know, Izzy's story is that she's had such an interesting life and had a couple of different careers and has called the show and always had some feisty comments to make, where she would always back up everything that, you know, she said, this, which is what I loved about Izzy, whatever her point of view was. And then she went to Malta, and it was like, whoo, I'm going to Malta, and the Malta thing seemed to be going well. So thank goodness she survived, and absolutely, she is one of the gems of the people who have called this show over the years, and we really care about you, Izzy, so we have our arms collectively wrapped around you as you listen to us here on America Tonight. If you want to be heard and you don't want to call the show, I say this all the time, and we did do a mailbag segment. A lot of Floridians seem to jump on that, and also in Illinois and New Jersey, just for some reason lately, a lot of the email comes from that direction. You can email us at americatonight.net. Go there, americatonight.net, and let your voice be heard, whether it's something to do with politics or whatever else the buzz in your backyard is or whatever else is on your mind. Frankly, I think a lot of people concerned about Louisiana and also the fires and what's happening. I mean, I always say this, no matter what differences many of us have in the United States, I think we still really reach out and help each other when we're down and we're in trouble. Hang with us.
I'm so in love with you, but it's all right with me.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Time for another edition of It's Your Business. And I'm so psyched about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. We spared no expense, so I hope he likes all the Red Bull that we set up for him. And speaking of bull, this is no bull. I really love this book, Business Blunders, 10 Dangerous Business Mistakes, and How to Protect Your Business So It Can Thrive. He is the author of that book, an attorney. He's also, oh gosh, he has so many titles. He's a corporate attorney, CPA, CEO. Maybe he's a magician in between. I don't know. But this book is really handy, let me tell you, especially if you have no idea what you're doing, or even if you think you have an idea of what you're doing, you don't. Sean, thanks so much for coming on the show. How do you like those Red Bulls?
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm looking forward to being on the show.
So in talking about business blunders, what do you think? I'm just going to boil it down right at the top. What is the number one mistake people make? Is it, I'm just going to guess, and you tell me if I'm right, is it not forming some sort of LLC or S-Corp or some kind of structure, not having a structure?
Yeah, we find a lot of people do eventually find a structure, and you know that would be the first mistake. If you don't have a structure, you've definitely probably done something wrong, and you're exposing your personal assets. But the second thing we find is people do form a structure, and they think, oh, I filed my form with the state, I am a LLC or I'm a corporation, I'm good to go forever. And the reality is there's a lot of cases out there where business owners have still had their personal assets attacked, even though they formed an entity, because they didn't do the right things to run the entity properly. So there's a second layer beyond just filing with the state. You've got to run that business correctly.
Ah, so that's a good lesson. So just because, and I know a lot of people, frankly, that have done that, slap an LLC on it, that means my assets aren't attached, but you're saying be careful, because if you don't watch that second layer, you could be vulnerable, like in court, right?
Yeah, of course, look at it from a fairness standpoint, and there's a lot of little things you can do behind the scenes to really protect yourself. But the court's going to say, is it fair? Is it fair that we're going to separate those assets? Because often you have a problem with somebody who has a loss. You know, a customer didn't get the goods, maybe somebody slipped and fell or something, and the courts now have to wrestle. Does that person who's injured or has a loss, do they get the money, or does the business owner get their personal assets protected? And they're going to look at fairness, and they look at how that business was run, record keeping, you know, administrative details. Was it treated like a business? Were you very careful about making sure you deposited stuff into the right bank accounts? So that test could come later, and you want to be ready for that test if that test ever comes to your business.
Oh, boy, no kidding. All right, what are some other blunders that you talk about in the book?
Another one is not keeping great records. You know, people get busy. Business goes, business starts growing, people start getting excited, and it's growing, and everything's going well, and you've got customers, you get one of these really busy periods, and maybe you're not doing the filing. Maybe you're not putting those records away. Maybe you're not getting every customer to sign every contract and filing it away. And these are one of the things that come back and haunt you, particularly if you go to sell your business. You finally get to that payday, you've reached it years later, and it's time to sell the business. One of the first things your buyer typically is going to do is say, hey, give me all your business records. I want to take a look through them. And they start looking through them, and they start finding incomplete records, and the buyer starts thinking risk, risk, risk.
Right. So start today, right? Start today. Go backwards if you have to and figure out those records. Yeah.
Build those records, have them in a logical fashion. Have them right. You just never know when an acquisition is going to come because, you know, we've seen businesses where you start growing and things are going well and suddenly somebody that you weren't thinking about it calls you up and says, hey, I'd really love to buy your business. And it may be a lucrative payday, maybe a great opportunity, but you've got to be ready for it.
Yeah, I think that's so key. I love that. If you're one of those people where you have paper bags still and you've got all your records there and your receipts, that's not good. So as Sean says, start to figure out a way to come up with some sort of system or, for goodness sake, hire someone. Is that a mistake? Do people not hire enough people when they start businesses and they need to do that, depending on what kind of company they are?
That's definitely a problem we see very frequently is what some people might call a Superman complex. You know, business owners want to think, you know, I'm almighty. I can handle everything. But one thing we see a lot of our clients learn is once they start bringing other people in, they hire those people that have that expertise or that knowledge or that can push them in different areas and get them to a higher level. That's when the business really explodes. When that business owner becomes laser focused on what they're great at, and they start bringing in people with other greatness, that's when we see these businesses expand like crazy. And I think it's a common problem with businesses, particularly in the early stage, where the business owner tries to do everything. They feel like, oh, I have to do everything. It's my business. I'm responsible for everything. Really build a team. You'll see tremendous returns on your business.
All right. I like the word team. Something else we wanted to talk about is the three laws of empowerment. What are the three laws of empowerment to grow your wealth? How do you grow your wealth?
Three laws of empowerment is something that I've found over years of experience, you know, working with business owners, seeing plans that work, seeing ones that don't work. We've really boiled it down to a system, a framework to analyze where you are in your growth process. What we like to do is get people first to prepare. You really need to choose yourself and know that you can be successful and start doing the things you need to do to lay a foundation of success. Then you need a plan, and you need a good plan that you can execute. And once you have that plan, you're executing, you need to protect. We've seen unfortunate cases in the world where people have done great things, built great things, and they've not protected themselves. They've not negotiated for themselves and got the wealth or outcome they deserve. So we want to make sure you see that on the back end. So it's really a three-step process and framework for analyzing where you're at and working through the growth process.
Yeah. When you talk about matter of preparing, does that also mean being kind of a little bit of a visionary, looking down the road and seeing what the possibilities are for the business?
I think definitely. You want to prepare for success. You want to prepare yourself to be successful and start building those skills. And you also want to look ahead to what the success is going to look like. And that's right. You need a visionary piece of this. Where am I going to? Where do I want to be? What do I want this to look like? And a lot of this is a lifestyle choice. What do you want your life to look like as you build success? Because, you know, if you let your business just grow randomly, you may end up with a life that you don't enjoy. And we do, unfortunately, get some business owners come to us to reinvent themselves. Mm. And we work through the process. But, you know, they end up, business took off. They kept growing their customers. But they say, I don't enjoy this every day now. And so we have to reinvent their business and get them reestablished. But if we prepare in the beginning and think about where you want to end up and start taking intentional actions along that plan, that's when we end up where people want to be and that's, they have happier lives.
Yeah, I bet if we did a survey and we talk about intentional actions versus things that just happen, most people would fall in the other category. They wouldn't fall in the category of being intentional. But if you're intentional, boy, that would have to make it easier if you fall into one of these problems where did you protect yourself? Did you plan? I would assume, right, Sean, if you're intentional, the other two P's, because I'm seeing that it's the three P's, the other two P's would fall into place.
That's right. They all play off of each other. You know, when you really have that vision and that preparation, you know where you want to be, then you have the plan. And if you start getting off plan, I mean, business plans do change. Life does evolve. Let's not say everything's going to be static. But if something starts to change, you'll recognize it. If you're going off your plan, you recognize it when it's happening, and then you can make a decision. Am I intentionally going off plan, or is this accidental, in which case you can steer the ship back to where it should be?
Yeah. Of all your years of, as I mentioned, you're an attorney, you also are a CPA. Which one came first? Was the law degree first in practicing law, or was it the CPA?
The CPA came first. I studied accounting, and I loved accounting. It was great, but I couldn't see spending my entire career in the accounting field. It wasn't a fit for me. And I took a survey course in business law while I was in accounting school, and that really spoke to me, and I said, that's what I want to do. So I brought the two together. I worked in accounting for a while in law school and while finishing up my undergrad, got some accounting background, love financial statements, love working through those and seeing what's going on in the business, but I really love the business law of helping the business owners plan and grow their businesses.
Yeah, so you say you love working through financial statements. Wow, is everybody listening to that? You need to call Sean, because I guarantee there's a lot of people that don't like doing the numbers part of it. You must be like a puzzler. You like puzzles then, right?
There's great information buried in those financial statements. You start looking at them, and you can really learn a business and where opportunities are by looking at how the financials are flowing. And each one's unique. Every business different. It really ties it to your marketing and growth process, but you can zero in and see in the financials what's going on in a business, and it's a great tool.
Yeah. Of all the years of practicing law and then combining it, of course, doing the CPA thing first, do you have a case or a client you're most proud of, something that you were able to, you know, save them a bucket load of money, or something you did to prevent them from losing a lot of money?
Yeah, you know, I have a client of mine right now, and talking about plan and prepare and lifestyle, he built a business later in life, and he got to the point where he was thinking about retiring and talked about selling the business and went out to the market. Unfortunately, he hadn't done a lot of preparing to sell the business. A lot of people gave him the feedback, you're not quite ready to sell, your business isn't, you haven't structured it to work without you. We see this very commonly. So we went back and we restructured the business. Guess what? He restructured the business. It grew. He has other people running the business. He now doesn't go to the office. Still owns the business, and he's getting tremendous income coming off the business. He's living the life he wants to live, all because we went back and rethought how his management team, his leadership team was set up, and we took him out of the business. And now he's making the money from the business. He gets to do the strategic fund stuff, and he doesn't have to deal with all the day-to-day hassles. He's loving life.
Wow, no kidding. So does that mean that you get the fabulous fruit basket from him or the cookies from Honolulu every year?
Yeah, exactly. He's a great guy. You know, the interesting part about him is I occasionally call to check in, and he's often in some other part of the country. You know, he's traveling. He's enjoying it.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, Sean, so how do people pick up your book? I would imagine the obvious way, go to Amazon, correct?
Amazon.com has copies available. Just search Business Blunders. Also, McBrideBook.com has more detail about the contents of the book and can get you a link over to Amazon as well.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know that we've got the NFL coming up around the bend here, training camps. Pretty soon the roster cuts are happening. I know so many of you can't help yourself, but you're fantasy fans and you want to know what's going on with players. So it's very interesting. We've got a special guest with us, David Cook. He's a sports psychologist. He's researched peak performance with athletes for over 25 years. He's worked with some of the biggest athletes, names that you know in sports, really across the board, including one of my all-time favorites, David Robinson, the Admiral. I mean, Hall of Famer, NBA. How many times was I courtside watching this guy? He's one of my favorite all-time players, and he certainly worked with a lot of golfers as well on the PGA Tour. What does it take mentally to stay on track, be there, and ultimately win the prize, you know, win those coveted trophies that we talk about, like in the NFL, the Lombardi Trophy, all year long? Plus, he changed my golf game, darn it, because he told me when we met, we briefly met once, see it, feel it, trust it. And I live by that, not just when I'm on the course, but other things I do as well. And he's written a plethora of books, too, including The Psychology of Tournament Golf. I read that like in boom. I think I read it in like an hour and a half. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kate, for having me.
How many people come up to you and say, see it, feel it, trust it?
A lot of people do. I played in the Kansas Amateur once and was moving right along and playing pretty well. And this, you know, you always step up on the first tee and you show your ball to the official. And he stepped up and said, here's my ball. It's a Titleist one. I have an SFT on it. And he turns and looks at me and says, I've seen the seminar. And then he walks over and tees off. Very cocky. It was just funny.
I like that. SFT. All right, so I mentioned David Robinson. You know, it was, what, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, that we crowned another NBA champion, and that was LeBron James with the Cleveland Cavaliers, obviously. But Robinson was on some of those incredible Spurs teams, and I know even recently you worked with the Spurs. How important is the mental advantage to become a peak performer, the psychology of sports, really?
You know, I love what I do because of the question you ask. And everybody that's ever performed in business, sport, life, whatever, we know this. Potential in the end just isn't enough. Talent isn't the defining factor always on game day. It comes down to the ability to get your talent to come out on game day. And so, you know, the biggest single variable in all that is mental toughness. You know, we throw that word around, but when you really study mental toughness, it's really the ability to get your best to come out when it means the most. And I don't think enough people think about that, strategize about that, and work towards that. But those that do, they rise to the top, and we see extraordinary performances like we did at the Olympics. You know, these young people that were able to do that, so amazing.
Give us a little lesson here, something that the listeners can steal away. How do you get your ability to rise when you need it to rise? Like you said, mental toughness. You're absolutely right, David. People say that all the time. Oh, you got to be mentally tough. You got to be mentally there. But I think you're 100% right. People really don't know how to do that, actually.
You know, I think the first thing is, I use this illustration. Tell me what you want to do in life. You know, what's your big trophy? And people can describe that. They can see the trophy they want to hold. They've got that goal in their mind. And then I take them to this next picture. I say, okay, tell me what it looks like about 20 minutes before the trophy celebration. And that gets their attention because it is not a nice, calm, easygoing place. It's always a cauldron full of pressure and interference. And I want athletes and people to understand, if you want to hold a trophy someday, if you want to be the greatest or the best or reach your goal, you're going to have to go through what we call the 10, 20 minutes before the trophy celebration. And the only way to do that is to be ready for it. You know, so the first thing we talk about is embracing the pressure instead of running from it. And that means every day you look for places and choices in your life where you can feel the heat, feel the pressure, so you get used to it. The other thing is know your response ahead of time. Think about all the things that are going to happen during that time or that happen in competition. Let's create a response ahead of time instead of trying to do it when all the emotion is happening. And then I think the third thing would be, before you go in there, are you going to paint a masterpiece or are you going to paint a disaster with your brain as you think about the performance ahead of you? And those people that create, you know, a masterpiece, a picture of success and seeing exactly what they want to do rather than what they don't want to have happen, they create a totally different physiology. They create a different psychology, and they're able to go with the word I think is key in all this, and that's the word freedom. When we're free, our bodies work best. And the only way to be free is to be confident, and confidence comes from the thoughts that you create, the thoughts you think.
Oh, I love that. So you really have to think about all of those things ahead of time, painting that masterpiece. I love the embracing pressure. Know what your response is going to be. You and I have something in common. We both speak. We both have spoken for a living. And they say public speaking is one of the things people fear the most. They fear public speaking more than death, which is unbelievable. And I think that applies to speaking, don't you?
Oh, I sure do. Here's a little illustration. I don't know, many, many years ago, a girl named Sarah Hughes was a figure skater. She was about 16 years old and wasn't expected to win, you know, anything at the Olympics. It was Michelle Kwan's year. But she went out and won it, and it was amazing what she did against the best in the world that day that no one really heard much about her, and she wins the deal. And they interviewed her afterward, and they said, you know, what were you thinking today? Obviously, Michelle was probably thinking, this is my last Olympics. This is my last chance for gold, and that's a lot of pressure. Don't make a mistake. And Sarah's answer was just beautiful, amazing. It's actually changed my life. And it was this. I always dreamed that someday I would have a chance to dance for the world. And that's what I got to do today. Wow. That's really different from, I hope I don't screw up today, versus I get a chance to do what I do well in front of people and make them happy. I have a daughter that's doing this right now. She's an ice dancer working towards the Olympics, and every chance they get is, hey, just go dance for the world, girl. And when you're a speaker, it's the same thing. If you're out there trying to compete for the audience attention or, you know, like me or whatever, that's different than going out and just saying, hey, I've got a message. I love these people. I want to give them something that's going to help them and change their life. When you look at it as I'm here to encourage people rather than get attention, it really changes everything. And that, You know, that's what I do with people that are scared to speak. Just go love on those people. Go share some. There's something in you that you want to give. Go give away. And that works.
Yeah, it's about the audience, really. You're absolutely right, 100%. And so many people go into it probably not thinking that and thinking what you just said, just like athletes, worried about everything else, but, hey, this is what I do. This is my passion. Boom, just give it to everyone. And, you know, I mentioned this again in working with the Spurs. Was that one of the things that you worked on with David Robinson?
Yes, he was just an amazing man, an amazing human being, you know. He was the MVP, but during that year, he got beat up pretty bad in the playoffs. I think the year before was Olajuwon, and then Malone, I think, was the next one that came along early in his career. And, you know, so he played really well in those first 82 games. But in that, at the end, it was like, wow, what happened? And so, again, with him, we just talked about what you've done those other 82 games, you know, and all the pressure had built up. It's just be yourself. Go out there and play basketball for the audience and do the things you know you can do without worrying about winning and losing. Just give it what you have and then, you know, embrace the pressure. Know your response ahead of time. We talked about all those kind of things. And, you know, create a picture before you go out there. And we would always create maybe two or three things for him to focus on. He's a, you know, big thinker instead of a minutia thinker. Just think big. You know, Popovich, you say, hey, 5-0, just be big. Play big. And David was tall and slender and really strong, but when he would spread out a little bit, that's playing big for him, and that made everything work for him. So you give them words or word pictures that they can latch on to, and then you do the other things ahead of time.
Yeah, I like that, word pictures. So Coach Pop, he's one of the best all-time coaches, I think, in NBA history. I think he's going to go down as definitely in the top five. You could argue that it would be him and Phil Jackson almost together on the same plane. So obviously you dealt with him as well. What's he like?
He's serious. you know what made him great? Besides Tim Duncan, what made him great was that he's a process guy, and he got his team to believe in the process. And no matter where it was in the game, what 20 seconds ago or 2 minutes ago or the beginning of the game, he talked about the process. You do the process. I'll grade you on the process. And then in the end, wins and losses take care of themselves. You know, so they were 6 points down with a couple to go, and they're and maybe it was 2004, 1999. I can't remember which one of those it was, but they were down with a couple minutes to go. What do you tell your team? And he continued to focus on the process. They ended up winning by six. And so he put the pressure back on the other team. You know, the other team, they got all these thoughts. You know, this will be their, you know, the world championship to lose and all that. What we're going to do is we're continue our process because the process works. And they pulled it out and won the deal. So, I got to spend 8 years with them. That was quite an experience to see them go from worst to first.
Yeah, I love it. That's a testament to what you do for sure. All right, David Cook, see it, feel it, trust it. I love it. We'll talk to you again soon here on America Tonight.
All right, Kate, you're great. Keep it up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.